Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by Bingle Transportation. Bingle Transportation, moving you forward. Visit bingletransport.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. Today, we are talking renewables with Nick Weinberg-Lynn of Phillips 66. Nick is Renewable Energy Projects Manager at P66, and he is overseeing the Rodeo Renewed conversion from crude refining to renewable fuels at the 125-year-old P66 Rodeo Refinery in California. Welcome, Nick, and we appreciate you joining BIC Magazine, and thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jeremy. Looking forward to our discussion.
So, Nick, let's get into it, man. What is the current status of the Rodeo Renewed project right now?
Yeah, so we announced the project August of last year, and we are going through the permitting process in it. In fact, we expect a draft environmental impact report, which is the EIR, part of the CEQA process in California, to be released publicly here within the next couple of months. So that's our next major permitting milestone. Meanwhile, on the back end, we're going through the detailed engineering of the project and really moving that forward so that when we get our permit here, which is both a land use permit as well as an air permit, we're ready to get shovels in the ground and get this thing built.
Yeah. So when can you expect to have operational use, and what's the expectation that you'll reach maybe full capacity?
Yeah, we expect to have the project online in early 2024, we'll get to kind of an initial capacity there of about 675 million gallons. So for refinery people, that's in the neighborhood of about 44,000 barrels per day. That would bring our facility total here at Rodeo to about 800 million gallons at that time.
And give us some details on the project scope. You know, the primary feedstock will be soybeans, and you know, what other feedstocks are going to be utilized? But anyway, back to the project scope, though. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so really the heart of our project is a world-class pretreatment unit. And this pretreatment unit will be built on-site at the refinery. It removes all catalyst contaminants, so solids, metals, anything that can harm the hydrodeoxygenation catalyst ahead of time. And that will allow us to run low carbon intensive feedstocks. So the primary feedstocks will be waste oils. So we're really geared towards a used cooking oil, rendered tallows and animal fats as well. And then we're supplementing with vegetable oils along the way to get to that full capacity on there. But really the heart of the construction of the project will be that pretreatment unit.
And do a lot of existing units, are those going to be reconfigured, you know? And you mentioned some new units, but what about existing units that are already at the site?
Yeah, great question. Really, here at Rodeo, we're kind of blessed from a diesel production standpoint as a crude refinery. We have two large hydrocrackers as well as a hydrotreater. So when you talk about renewables and what it makes to be an excellent renewables facility, you need large catalyst volumes and the presence of hydrogen. And based on our current configuration, we already have that. So we're converting both those hydrocrackers. In fact, we've already converted the hydrotreater to renewables production. And then the heart of the Rodeo Renewed is that hydrocracker conversion. So it's really a good use of the existing asset.
And on the hydrogen side, are you going to have to increase your hydrogen capacity?
Nope. So along with our setup here at Rodeo, we've got kind of a third-party steam methane reforming plant that can do about 120 million scf per day, as well as another site that we run here that does about 25. So we have really great hydrogen production capacities that we'll be able to leverage as we move forward on the renewables conversion.
Excellent. Let's get into feedstock. Talk about the inbound feedstock and outbound as far as how that's brought to the facility.
Yeah. So along with, you know, Phillips 66 and what we bring from a commercial aspect here, we have offices in Singapore, in London, as well as our headquarters in Houston, really bringing a global perspective to feedstocks. And I talked a little bit about what we have on site in terms of processing units. We also have great logistics to bring these feedstocks in. So We'll be bringing feedstocks in by water. So we've got a marine terminal that's existing. We've got the ability to bring in feedstocks by rail. So we're converting a butane loading rack at the facility to be a tallow and other feedstocks offloading facility. And then we've got the ability to bring in local trucks. And so local cooking, use cooking oil along those lines. Then you look at the other side from a product standpoint. We've got a proprietary pipeline and terminal both in Northern California and Southern California. And that will enable us to get our product to market in the most efficient and least carbon intensive manner.
Hey, and also on the feedstock inbound, you mentioned rail, Nick. Will you have to convert some of your, offloading equipment? You understand what I'm saying as far as an investment in that area?
Yeah, there is an investment in the rail facility, and that enables us to offload, a different type of rail car. Also, we're bringing in heating to be able to heat those tallow cars, kind of that high pour point material. All of the feedstock aspects here, we're trying to provide the maximum flexibility from a feedstock standpoint. This is an emerging market, certainly. You talk about gathering these feedstocks, transporting them. We want to be able to run, really whatever feedstocks we can and provide the maximum flexibility on that aspect.
Yeah, interesting. That desire for flexibility seems so important. So let's get into some of your primary partners. Who are you guys working with on engineering, procurement, construction, and kind of how much manpower is required for this conversion?
Yeah, no, quite an undertaking here. On the EPC side, we've used Advisian to really conceive of the project, really help us move that forward. An industry leader in renewables. Configuration and engineering on that, and then that was really seamlessly handed over on the Worley side. They're executing our front end engineering on that end. The pretreatment, our main partner is Alfa Laval, and so they've got the technology to do this. They do this on the food industry day in and day out. The pretreatment to me is really fascinating. It's something that we as a refiner don't deal with on a regular basis, but it's a well-known part of the food industry, right? Anytime you buy a jug of canola oil, it's gone through this kind of pre-treatment and processing to be able to utilize in the future. So working closely with Alfa Laval to deliver that full engineered scope on the engineering side. In terms of our partners on the construction aspect, we're still going through the bidding process. And developing what that scope looks like to deliver that final project. I talked a little bit about kind of the construction shovels in the ground after we received the permit. That's really the pre-treatment construction. We will do a refinery turnaround, so maintenance period, at the end of 2023, and that'll enable the full conversion. Total man hours, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 4 million man hours. To do the construction of the pretreatment as well as the conversion of the facility.
Yeah, very good. So look, the Renew project is a major addition to P66 portfolio of renewable and alternative fuel projects that includes investments in the West Coast and the UK. I think there's a hydrogen fueling station in Switzerland, a green hydrogen project in the UK. Can you provide any other updates on P66 renewable projects, in the US, or I don't know, what do you think, what do you expect over the next couple of few years?
Yeah, absolutely. It starts with our emerging energy organization. So our CEO announced the organization late last year, really brings to life a lot of research and development aspects into solid oxide fuel cells, batteries, in addition to what it takes to run a renewable diesel facility. So it really allows all of that to move forward at quite a speed. So, we've talked a little bit about what we're doing here at Rodeo. We have a conversion of a hydrotreater that was up and running in early April of this year. So that's going to bring 8,000 barrels per day of renewable diesel to the local market. And we're excited for that to hit and get us ready here. Additionally, we've had investments, supply and offtake agreement with facilities in Nevada. On the rise side, that's going to bring renewable production. And then we're looking at solar facilities, right? We've talked a lot about renewable diesel and what it means to bring low carbon intensive fuels to Contra Costa County in California. The other aspect is that will be partly fueled by a solar field. So we're installing a 28 megawatt solar field here at Rodeo, utilizing our existing land at the refinery to lower and provide a clean power and clean energy.
Yeah, real neat, Nick. Well, Nick, I know your time is limited. We thank you so much for joining BIC Magazine today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me and appreciate the discussion.
Hey, look, let's reconnect as milestones are reached throughout the project. More than happy to have you back on.
Absolutely.
And look, if anyone's interested in learning more about the Rodeo Renewed project, visit rodeorenewed.com. And as always, we're most grateful for our audience. Please like and share this recording with colleagues. And for more industry videos and podcasts, visit bicmagazine.com. Remember, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to bicmagazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by Bingle Transportation. Bingle Transportation, moving you forward.